Welcome back. Glad you're tuned into the Grilling Guys. It's the weekend, and I hope you're warm and cuddled up against a little bit of a fire at some point today, because it's cold. We're mid-January, but I'm going to break away after the show and go wet a line and try to catch a fish or two through the ice. Be my first jaunt this year. I'm not the guy that slides out on the early ice. I'm waiting until there's some people I can follow. It helps me find the fish, too, I guess. We'll just go with that. But speaking of fish, we've got healthy January going, and we're only going to put you through this for a couple more weeks, I promise.
Joppy's dying. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on The Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to our website. It's called thegrillingguys.com, and give it a check. Look up at the top right corner if you want to get this show in a podcast. Just click on the earmuffs, and we'll send it right to your show, right to your phone, for free. We won't charge you a penny.
Yeah, just the pain and suffering is the only cost. Yeah.
There's a search bar up there right above it, and you can punch in any keyword you want, and you might put in, like, mahi-mahi, and right. You'll find out what to do next time you're down in the Keys and you catch yourself an Dorado.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that, because a lot of people head down there this time of year for a little cold weather getaway, or mm-hmm. spring breaks are coming up, yep. and you got a chance to catch one of those, and I know that you've got some recipes here.
Yeah. So it's called a dolphin fish, not the mammal, but the dolphin, a Portuguese dolphin. It's also called Dorado, but I'm seeing all my friends, everybody I know other than you, is down in the stinking beautiful warm tropical weather, and I'm seeing fish on the beach, fish on the boats, and it makes you feel like a pretty big loser when you know you're
bait.
Not going to see.
You feel like the piece of bait rather than the fish?
Oh, man, it's hard to watch, but that mahi-mahi comes from that Dorado.
Okay.
And I don't know if you maybe never caught one before, but they're a fantastic – you would love catching these things. They've got a very – wide profile, like a big, tall.
Right, I've seen them. It's a little snub-nosed thing. They're flat.
Yeah,
they're long.
They look like Dora, like a giant long version of Dora.
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah.
Or what
now
Dora
that
are you
fish
talking?
And whatever that fish cartoon was.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you pull them up, when they first get to the surface, they're flashing this beautiful rainbow teal, blue, green. They're fantastic, and like within seconds of pulling them out of the water, they're gray.
Oh.
But they fight like a bugger. And they're once
So you, are they any good to eat?
Once you get done, you get that thing cleaned up, you've got steaks that, or fillets, however you want to do it, that are some of the most beautiful meat. It's like a saltwater walleye.
Okay.
Whereas swordfish is kind of like a saltwater perch. You know, perch are dense, tight, not as fatty. The mahi-mahi are a little fattier. Kind of like walleye. So anyway, I'm going to make fish tacos out of those things.
Okay.
And you can do it any way you like it, but just a basic little seasoning and throwing it on your basket on the grill is a good way to do it.
So you don't want to put it on the grill grates because it'll break or it'll fall through? Is that why you're using a basket?
Yeah, I like doing a basket, just like you do. Close the lid and just get a nice little amount of smoke on it and just get it cooked.
Right.
And now you can also cut it up into chunks, and you can fry it. You can coat it and fry it. That's most common.
We'll talk about that in February. We're still in healthy month of January.
That's
right?
Most common, right. But
right.
I'm going to take mahi-mahi this afternoon. I'm going to make some fish tacos. And to be honest with you, I haven't really decided. I'll put pictures up on our Facebook page when I do it. But I haven't really decided how I'm going to go about that process of cooking the meat yet. What would you do?
I think you already described it. I'd put it in that basket and put some light seasoning on it, whatever you prefer. A fish, I like a lemon pepper profile. I don't go as much garlic on fish as maybe I do on other proteins.
Yep.
But a little bit of salt, pepper, and lemon pepper maybe, and that's about it. I don't like to mask my fish. I like the flavor of the fish to come through. Just a little enhancement is all I'm looking for. And then if you're going to make those tacos – I don't know about anybody listening, but I'm an avid watcher of the Food Network and the Food Channel. And they have a special on there where they talk about food trucks. And
oh, yeah.
I happened to watch one of these that did fish tacos was their specialty in their food truck. And it was in Hawaii.
Nice.
And you've been there, but my point is that they did, the fish was the foundation, but it was what they were putting on top of the tacos, and they were using kimchi. And it made me think of you.
Nice.
That was going to go on top of there. And that kimchi is a fermented cabbage.
Awesome.
And then they were hitting it with a little sriracha sauce on top of that. So there was some heat on these, but you can buy kimchi already made.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, I thought to myself while I was watching, is that just puts, that would put a really cool profile on a taco.
No kidding.
That kimchi. And I thought of you when you were making
it. And that's a good way to trick people into eating kimchi.
Right. Yeah.
Because when you tell them it's rotten cabbage, they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Right. Fermented, Bob. It's all in the presentation. Fermented.
Well, sauerkraut's the same thing.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
This is Korean sauerkraut.
Right.
But my mouth's watering now. You just talk about that combination.
Yeah.
I bet you those were deep fried.
The fish was.
Because it was it was a food truck.
Right.
So
yep.
He's got to do something fast and efficient.
Right. He thought about it on a flat top is what I was thinking.
I think if I'm putting it on a shell like that, especially if it's perch or something like that, but if it's mahi-mahi, anything, I want to have it in strips so I can just put one on a shell, be one and done.
Right.
And not worry about the chunks. They try and do these tacos in restaurants where they've got, you know, three pieces lined up and blah, blah, blah. I don't care so much about that because they want it on top. No, I want to do it like you're talking about. Put that thing on right on the tortilla shell.
Right.
And put my chopped cabbage or whatever I'm putting on it on top of that and then doll it up with whatever kind
maybe
of peppers.
Some pico de gallo or something
some
of
heat,
that. Yeah.
Something with some heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go more with on a verde situation. And I just got some of these awesome peppers from Colorado. And so, you know, they're green. I can't think of the name of them right now. But
green peppers?
No.
Oh, just checking.
But when you go with a verde sauce, you know, use tomatillas and these hatch peppers.
We had a little of that in a chili recipe at one point that we won an award with when we put a little tomatillos and some of those peppers in there and put a little verde twist on that.
Yep.
But that's all you're getting from there because that was a winning recipe. We're not going to get that one out, right? We're just going to continue to make it.
That's right. So anyway, I talked to this fella who, again, Dubisky turned me on to. He says, you got to meet these guys. And I said, okay. So I put it in the back of my mind, and I said, we're doing a healthy January. Let's bring in kombucha. So we're going to, in the next segment, talk with Jeff Lambden from Sacred Springs. And they're right out of a West Michigan market, so it's – you're going to be enlightened. I'm going to make you healthy, whether you like it or not.
It's a beverage. We'll start there, and I'll just say that I've had a couple tastes of it, and purportedly it has some real health benefits to me. I'm not feeling like I'm ready to go do the marathon right now, but I do think that it's tasty, and that gets by probably the first objection that anybody would have
to
is drinking
healthy.
Something healthy.
Yeah.
Is does it taste good?
Yep.
Right? And it does. And I'm sure we're going to learn more about the health benefits of it. But stick with us. We'll be back.